Zakta Ed Gamishna Vaitam Sechtas Chala Perigalef Mishna Zayin Nachtaim. Here we have a baker. Maybe you remember the word Nachtaim from Perigalef Metzias. Remember the Mishnah says, Ki Koreis Shel Nachtaim, bread of a baker. They don't have a particular simon, they all look the same. The Sharish of the word is Chaisim, like a seal. He makes each one the same way, a seal, each time you stamp it, it's the same thing. Okay, so here we're learning the Sechtas Chala. And we learn, Nachtim sha'asa sar l'chal, like a baker made a sar, sar is sourdough. And he made it l'chal, to divide into small portions. Now you tell me a baker, right? Now, I don't know about you, but when I go into a bakery, I don't ask for a piece of dough. I ask for bread, cake, challah. So, b'derech klal, bakers don't sell dough. But sometimes, what a baker will do is, he'll prepare a dough and he'll let it ferment, let it like become really chametz until it becomes what's called sa'ar, sourdough. And some people will come to the baker and they'll say, you know, I'm baking in my house, but I need a piece of sa'ar to put into the dough so it'll rise quicker. Maybe you have, and he says, yeah, taka, it's one dough I put away, I don't bake it, I just let it rise. So it turns into sourdough, and he breaks off small pieces, and he sells it to the people who want this sa'ar. Now, originally, there was enough flour over here for the shear chal. Remember, chal has to have a shear. We said it has to have 1 1/4 kav, which is a total of 5 1/4 kavim. So when he originally makes this sourdough, it should be mechuyev chal. There is enough. But his plan is to divide it into little pieces that he's going to sell. In each of those little pieces, you're going to have less than 1 1/4 kav. That's what the Mishnah means. Nachtim, the baker sha'asasar, who made this sa'ar, right now there's a shear, but lechalik. His kavana is to sell it little by little, because when you come in for sa'ar, you only need a little bit of sa'ar put into your dough to make it grow quicker. So chayiv b'chal, he's chayiv and chala, even though he's breaking it up into little pieces. And we're going to learn later, sometimes when you make up l'chadchila, you're going to divide it into small pieces, you're not chayiv b'chal, but here it's different. The reason the baker is chayiv is because, like we said before in the previous Mishnah, whenever you prepare something to sell, there's no guarantee you're going to sell it. If it was b'shed Rosh Hashanah, you're going to make money, you'll sell it. If not, not. But you're thinking that if I can't find people to sell, there's plan B. So in the previous Mishnah where he was hoping to sell Chalais Tadir Kikyo Nazar, his plan B was to use it for himself. Here plan B is, the baker says if people aren't going to come in to buy these little pieces of sourdough, I'll just put all the little pieces back together, make a big dough out of it, and bake a nice challah l'kavod Shabbos that I hope to sell. That's why he's chayiv and challah. Because you start out with a shear, and even though he divides it into little pieces, but in the back of his mind, he's allowing for the option of turning it back into one big piece. On the other hand, says the Mishnah Vayter, Noshim shenosnu l'nachtoim, lasos l'hensar, women get together, and they give flour to the baker, and they say, please make a piece of sourdough for this. So he takes all the flour that the women gave him, and professionally, he needs a big dough out of it, and then he divides it to each of them, and says, here, you take your piece, you take your piece. So each of the women gave him flour that was less than the shear. The baker puts it all together, turns it into one big dough, which has a shear challah. But he knows the customer's already there. His job is to turn it into sa'ar, and then divide it again to little pieces and give it back to the customers who gave it to him. This dough is pater and chal. Im ein d'shal achizman, if you're not going to have any of the little bags of flour, however they gave the flour over, l'chadchila, when the nashim gave it over to the baker kashir for the shear that's chayiv and chal, p'tura. The dough is pater and chal, p'tura min achal. Even though he physically puts it together, but he does so with the intention to break it up afterwards. And in this case, we're not saying maybe he won't find customers. He already has the customers. They gave it to him to do this.